Chapter 8. The Window. Of all the extraordinary things that occurred at the Gorman Ranch, the most common involved the strange, unworldly, orange structures that would appear in the western sky. All family members saw these structures dozens of times. They would appear in the sky and seem to hover low over the cottonwood trees about a mile away. Tom often used a large 4-foot-high tree stump that stood outside the homestead as a vantage point to study his binoculars or other viewing equipment. His favorite piece of gear was the scope on a night vision rifle. He could easily hold it steady while leaning on the tree stump and watch the bizarre orange structure about a mile away. Sometimes the object looked flattened and elongated, and sometimes it looked like a large orange setting sun, bigger than a harvest moon, and almost perfectly round. Tom related how one night, he set up his scope on the tree stump to look at a gigantic orange object. The detail was astonishing as he looked at the structure hovering silently in the night sky above the row of cottonwoods. Why did it always appear in roughly the same place? The sun had long since set. In the middle of the orange mass, Tom could see what looked to him like another sky. Through the magnifying scope, he distinctly saw a blue sky. On this particular night, the orange object looked like it was a window into somewhere else where it was still daylight. Tom felt like it could have been a tear or a rent in the sky about a mile away, and through the rent he could see a different world, or perhaps a different time. He swore that he actually saw a blue sky through the rent. It was nighttime as he gazed through it, and it was daytime on the other side. For Gorman, this was a rare glimpse into what might actually be happening on his property. After seeing the blue sky, Gorman began to think that the strange events on the ranch might be explained in terms of different dimensions, alternate realities, and such. Another night, Tom was again sitting near his favorite tree stump, once again puzzling at the orange structure that hovered in the same area over an abandoned homestead about a mile to the west. He was training his night vision scope on the middle of the orange mass. This time he couldn't see any sky, but the middle seemed like it had multiple layers, like a three-dimensional onion that moved away from him. And then Tom's sharp eyes picked out a fast-moving black object that was silhouetted perfectly against the bright orange background. The black object seemed to grow bigger, and Tom could tell that it was moving very rapidly in his direction at the center of the orange window. Within seconds, the vaguely triangular object had gained considerably in size, and it appeared bigger as it flew directly toward him out of the hole in the sky. The object was moving at such a speed and so quietly that he could make out only the black shape. The object then quickly vanished into the night. Tom had seen something few humans have reported. He had seen a flying object, black and possibly triangular-shaped, flying from a great distance from the other side of the orange structure to his property. This incident convinced Tom that his ranch was the site of some kind of dimensional doorway through which a flying object entered and maybe even exited this reality. On another occasion, Gorman saw another object exiting at high speed through the orange rent in the sky. Each time, the flying aircraft moved much too quickly for him to get a good idea of its size or exact shape. When I asked Gorman for a detailed description of the orange shape, he told me that it looked different depending on the observer's viewing angle. On one occasion, Tom was driving off his property as the orange object appeared. He drove quickly on a narrow road that circled his property, and as he did so, the object became less visible. He reached a point where he simply could not see the object. He then turned around and drove slowly back in the same direction and noticed that the orange object came slowly back into his view, but from the roadway, it looked like a faint orange cloud, almost unnoticeable. As Tom approached his property, he saw the object through his windshield gradually becoming clearer, bigger, and more defined. And finally, when he reached the homestead, he understood why other people in the area were not making loud noises about the orange hole in the sky. The Gorman homestead was the only vantage point from which the orange structure was perfectly visible. It was like a three-dimensional orange tunnel that receded away from them, and the sides of the tunnel were perfectly camouflaged with the sky, so from a side view, an observer could see nothing at all. The only perspective that afforded a good view into the interior was directly opposite the mouth of the tunnel. For whatever reason, Tom told me, the mouth of the tunnel pointed straight at the Gorman homestead. Motorists passing on the roadway a mere mile away could see only a faint, blurry, orange-colored cloud in the sky. It looked perfectly ordinary.